Pickup Films, in association with your high school personal hygiene class, presents The History of Radio. Last time, we learned that the sounds emanating from your radio actually come from hundreds of tiny people who are trapped inside and held there by painful chains and manacles.
Now,
our story continues. Chapter 7, The Morning Show, or Radio Goes Berserk.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you.
heaven, grace and heaven there for one man. Oh. And then he had to nearly twiddle his left toe, but through his knee got the feeling in his head, y'all.
CV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Awful.
Third world prosecutorial misconduct. That's how Eric Trump describes a New York grand jury's indictment of his father. Former President Trump says the Democrats have done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Two Memphis police officers shot and wounded. This happened last evening. They were investigating a report of a person with a gun. Those officers hospitalized in critical condition. Forecasters urge people to prepare for the possibility of dangerous weather today across parts of the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center warns an outbreak of severe thunderstorms could bring damaging hail along with wind gusts and tornadoes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 71 points, NASDAQ futures 9 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
be real, retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Guess what day it is?
Today is Friday. And also,
April Fool's. April Fool's. April
Fools! Tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
I'm sure it is.
Sure it is. Who is my friend?
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Pick your places. It's time to start the show.
Yeah, no fooling.
Showtime.
And here we are, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. Before we start today's show, yesterday was like just beyond weird in the afternoon.
It came out of left field because we had heard that The jury
had been dismissed.
Yeah, it was,
for 4 weeks.
Yeah, for taking a month off.
You know? And when this came in, I thought, well, I usually get the weekly world news on Thursday, so maybe it's. And then, quickly checking, realized that yes, this has actually happened. After 7 years, they have finally hit him with something, and I don't like. This is not going to be good for anybody. This is going to be, as if we're not divided enough, we are going to be...
Well, I'll tell you what, that district attorney...
is a piece of work.
He's something else.
Yeah, yeah. He gave a press conference yesterday and said,
get in my belly!
He wants to make a name for himself, and he has.
Oh, he has.
Yeah.
He has. Meanwhile, we learned this morning, on a lighter note, that Ulysses S. Grant was actually arrested and had to pay a $20 fine to be released from prison when he was caught speeding in Washington, D.C. in 1876, going too fast on his horse.
See? People are doing some digging now.
I like that one. One of the really great presidents and a guy who was certainly known for his... strategery in the Civil War.
Yeah.
So they got him, so just in case.
Can you see, picture 1876, and he's on his horse, and the guy with the radar gun?
Yeah. And then, so Grant pulls over and says, I don't know if this means anything to you, but...
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? But he wasn't that kind of guy. You know, we've studied him a little bit, and he was... Man, a pretty good character.
I love that story about him arriving at the, what is that famous hotel across the street from the White House almost? The Willard? The Willard.
I don't know. Anyway, I stayed at the Hay Adams, which is right in that general area.
It's been there for years, and it was the elite hotel. So he comes up to the desk, and he says, I would like a room for me and my son. And the guy says, well, we got something up here on the top floor. He says, that'll be fine. And he signs in on the blotter, on the book, and it says, Ulysses S. Grant and son. And the guy looked up. Oh my God, it's Grant. Wow.
They had, they had, celebrity. I mean, look at John Wilkes Booth was the Tom Cruise of his time, you know.
He was.
He was theater acting. He was
thought of as a heartthrob.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are at 14 minutes after 6, so we're going to move on. And hit the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
March going out like a lion over much of the country today. This would be a bad day to work at the Storm Prediction Center. Look at my morning blog and look at the severe weather risk area. I've never seen it cover so many square miles from Michigan and Wisconsin all the way down to Texas and Louisiana. And level four in some places? Yeah, don't want to call in sick today at the Storm Prediction Center. But for us, relatively quiet on this last day of March. Limited sunshine, considerable cloudiness, warmer, high 84, breezy. Drive through the evening hours tonight if you have evening plans, no problemo. Overnight low 68, but the line of showers and storms arriving in the overnight hours, but really closer to Saturday morning, really closer to probably this hour, Saturday morning, perhaps. Maybe a few stronger storms? Yeah, sure. In fact, the farther northwest you go in the state, the greater the severe weather risk. And by the time you get into northwest Alabama, you're in a level 3 enhanced risk. So the risk of showers ending by late morning tomorrow. Improvement tomorrow afternoon with a high around 84. Nice day Sunday. Good bit of sun, high 74. Risk of more showers and possibly some thunderstorms late Sunday night into Monday. Right now we have a lot of those high clouds, so we'll call it mostly cloudy and 58 at 617.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
All right, 616. Yesterday, obviously, the big news with the indictment of Trump. I have not heard this Tucker clip. It's only a minute and 43 seconds long. But by the title alone, I'm in total agreement. There is no coming back from this.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A Fox News alert. American politics was thrown into complete chaos, perhaps permanently, about 3 hours ago, when a grand jury in Manhattan, one of the most liberal cities in America, a place where 80% voted for Joe Biden in the last election, decided to indict Biden's political opponent in the upcoming election, the Republican frontrunner, a man who leads by 30 points in polls, Donald Trump. And the jury did this at the urging of a man called Alvin Bragg. He's the Manhattan District Attorney who has been famous so far by making the city much more dangerous by refusing to enforce laws against crimes like robbery and rape. Now, we don't know at this hour what the indictment says. We don't know specifically what the charges are. But previous news reports suggest they will emanate from an alleged payment 7 years ago, a payment that federal regulators said violated no law, but that Alvin Bragg apparently believes is a crime. Either way, the net result is Donald Trump is the first former president of the United States ever to be indicted. So no matter what happens next, we can be certain there is no coming back from this moment. There could be retaliation from red states. The governor of Florida has already said, Ron DeSantis has already issued a statement saying that he will not participate in any extradition of Donald Trump to New York. That's apparently scheduled for next week. As you can probably tell, we're not certain of the full outlines of the story, but we know this moment is a historic one. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel.
I think he's absolutely spot on. And where this goes from here is...
Well, I'll tell you, I'm worried about the unrest that it could cause.
I don't, you know, they go with the usual drama, you know, like everybody on the New York Police Department has been put on duty.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any riot. There's not, they're doing this just to keep pushing the envelope.
How would you like to be one of his Secret Service detail?
They're going
to
be there with him.
Yeah.
When he turns himself in, they will be there. I wonder if he gets to take him to the jail cell while they're bailing him out.
That's, it's just too wild.
They're gonna, you know,
he's gonna take his mugshot. They're gonna fingerprint him.
They're gonna make total. They're gonna.
It's a spectacle.
He will make sure that it's all caught on camera.
Yep.
Like I said, yep, it's not what we need right now. Oh, and it also totally took the conversation away from the events in Nashville earlier in the week. So it was convenient from that standpoint, too. 619, 1819 News, and then Jay's going to join us. We hope.
1819 News. There are three school districts here in Alabama that are taking legal action against the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, which is known as Meta, as well as other social media companies. The Tuscaloosa City Schools, Baldwin County Schools, and Montgomery Public School System have filed individual lawsuits against Meta, along with TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat, for the company's contribution to the mental health crisis among young teenagers. The Beasley Allen Law Firm is part of this lawsuit. Attorney Davis Vaughn spoke to WBRC News about the legal action, saying that these social media companies have known for years that its content and products are causing anxiety, depression, suicide, and disorders, especially among young female girls. Vaughn says the social media product lacks safeguards, age verification, and parental controls that would prevent the addiction from developing among the youth. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
The former CEO of Visit Dothan has reported to prison in Montgomery this week to serve his federal sentence. Aaron McCrade is now one of 401 inmates at the federal prison camp at Maxwell Air Force Base. McCrade was sentenced to 18 months in prison for bank fraud that was committed in the state of Iowa surrounding a music festival. McCrade then took on the job in Dothan with those federal indictments following him here. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 6:23 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, you folks in the back of the room.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
He would acknowledge, except he just had to answer a phone call. So it's no secret that I am driving to New Orleans tomorrow.
New Orleans.
And I don't like to show off. I don't like to brag about the lifestyle I lead, but I found a great place to stay.
Hey, Tom Baudet here. It's no secret in the age of Airbnb, the motel business is a-changing. And we want to make sure our Motel 6 customers always have some place to lay their mullets at the end of a long day. That's why Motel 6 is proud to announce our new trailer rental option, Trailer Park B&B. It's like Airbnb, but way trashier, and it's simple. Just go online, choose a single wide or double wide, pick a trailer park, select the level of squalor, and ta-da, you'll be awkwardly staying in the stranger's cat-filled trailer in no time. And you'll never have to worry about ending up in a non-smoking room again, because with Trailer Park B&B, all the rooms are smoking. So smoke in bed and just go ahead, ash on the floor. The dog will lick it up. Trailer Park B&B. We'll leave the light on for you. unless the light's broken, and then we'll just leave a lighter out front underneath the garden gnome.
And they had a smoking room available for me, too. In fact, yesterday afternoon, I went out and I smoked the newspaper because it was just a very stressful afternoon. 6:24, yeah. So I had the works done to the car. We're going to give away the works in our grand prize drawing at the end of the show. You want to get in that, give Jay a call at 272-9228. Give him your first name and last initial. What does that include? All right, we got the tire rotation and inspection, oil filter and service, the better oil change, which includes up to 5 quarts of premium oil, 24-point safety inspection, and the complimentary vacuum, which I needed because I was bringing some powdered cream to the station because we have it.
Okay.
And it fell over, and it looked like I was doing lines off the...
We haven't had the powdered stuff in a while.
We got to bring our own. Let's see. Oil additive, waste disposal fee. That's the stuff they take out when they put in the fresh stuff. And I got a couple of wiper blades as well.
Good deal.
Because I heard from a local weatherman that it might rain.
Yeah, you may have some weather, especially early on.
Here's the cool thing. Guy came over from downtown at 408 Madison, picked up the car, serviced it, brought it back here like an hour and 15 minutes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's service.
And I appreciate them accommodating my crazy schedule.
And they don't do it just for you.
If you win the works later, you'll be able to use that downtown at 408 Madison, Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, or Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, Mount Duncan in Millbrook behind the McDonald's with the beautiful new mural. We are ready for TV.
2-1. Cue.
Now, there's a lot to look forward to in the month of April, which begins tomorrow. Topping the list is the Final Four in the NCAA Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament. I know I'm interested in watching that. There's a lot to talk about. Let's hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jerome. I know you'll be rooting for Florida Atlantic University because that's my daughter's alma mater. And even the kids that go to that school can't believe they're in it.
About that tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know who to root for. I don't know who's the favorite, but I like an underdog, so yeah. I will root for Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
And of course, on the women's side, I have to go for my LSU Tigers and Angel Reese.
Speaking of LSU, I'm looking forward to April, which starts tomorrow. I am driving to New Orleans tomorrow.
Okay, it's not a bad ride, you know.
No, 4.5 hours, according to
and you're there.
The Siri. You know that thing they have on the phone that you ask,
actually,
you know.
It takes longer to get to Mississippi or to get to Mobile. It takes longer to get to Mobile from Montgomery than it does to get from Mobile to New Orleans.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that 65 is brutal. So, we got a few things here, guys. Of course, we talked about sports, the Masters coming up.
Yeah.
NBA and NHL playoffs. You guys watch hockey?
No, I'm not a hockey.
I did when I grew up in Chicago. I don't know if you know this, but I grew up there. Actually, I haven't grown up anywhere, but I was a big Blackhawks fan. But when hockey started to get more about fights than finesse and skating and shooting, I just lost interest.
Hockey's not huge in the South, even though Tampa won the championship a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And in South Florida, even though they have a team, if you were to go to see the Florida Panthers play, the stadium is filled with more New York Rangers jerseys than any other. It's really very much a northern thing.
Biscuits baseball home opener is on the 11th. Biscuits.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
There you go, Rich.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
I haven't missed the Biscuits opening day in at least 5 years.
Is that right? Good for you.
I didn't know you were such a Biscuits.
Good for you.
Cheers to you, my friend.
I love the ballpark.
Yeah. We have a great ballpark.
And it's great to go to a ball game in April versus the summer when it's blazing hot and humid.
Oh. It does get hot in Biscuits.
Oh, yeah,
it was great to watch baseball on TV yesterday.
I got
to
get that.
Jay has a great biscuit story.
Opening day was yesterday, sure enough.
Yep.
Jay has a great biscuit story.
Was there anything that...
From Seattle.
Oh, no, I told that yesterday.
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, you did.
Where's my ginkgo biloba? Why do I never have that?
you got to have your ginkgo. Hey, all right now.
How about the Masters golf tournament?
We got some movies.
Well, Pokemon 3?
I don't know.
Pokemon 3.
Michael Jordan Air.
The Michael Jordan movie.
Yeah.
That's Air. Getting a lot of...
It's going to be in theaters Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of buzz. It's supposed to be like the this generation's Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Which is payday. That's another thing to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
First of the month.
Easter's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes.
National Beer Day, it says, April 7th. I didn't know that.
I will not be celebrating.
Have a picture. National
Beer Circle Day. Circle that one on the calendar.
You know, I don't know.
We get Earth Day off?
Earth Day, sure we do. Of course, here at Blue Water, we're off on
Earth. You know, I remember the first Earth Day. Hey, I've been around a while.
Greg, you mentioned New Orleans. I will say one thing that is going on this month that I'm looking forward to. If you've never been, is New Orleans Jazz and
Heritage. Oh, yes. I've never gone.
At the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
2-week event. I mean, it's a great time out there on the fairgrounds in New Orleans.
Depending on what happens tomorrow, it could be I'll be going back more frequently.
Yeah, you should. It's a great place. I'm sure you've been a few times. I also like to take my first beach trip in April. It's not steaming hot, but it's not too cold, you know?
Yeah, I don't like those beach trips so much on the Northwest Florida, Alabama Gulf Coast, white sand beaches in the summertime.
Because that burn your feet.
It's lava.
It's hot. You can't even walk bare feet.
I know, that's true. Yeah.
Jay does a show on our station on Saturdays called In Game Chat. That's all about
talking Easter.
Video gaming, and the Super Mario Brothers movie is coming out.
That'll be massive.
Yeah,
I think that'll be huge.
Oh, is that going to be that's an animated movie?
Yeah, it's animated. I think it'll be massive. I mean, that's like putting a Mickey Mouse movie out there type thing. Everybody knows the character, and everybody's going to want to see the film. So
I'm looking forward to Ishtar 2.
Ishtar 2.
No, I don't think so.
Ishtar Harder? Is that what it is?
There's a few people that remember that.
Beavis and Butthead starts this month. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched any of it.
No. I can't stand that show. Horrible.
That is
just like him.
Yeah, no, he's in the room. Butthead, is that you?
That was funny, Jay.
Man, you sound just like him. Well, I'll tell you one thing that we may not be looking forward to in April, and Ben could attest to this. As I understand, April is one of the more active weather months.
Yeah, it's the biggest tornado month. Yeah. Biggest tornado month of the
March, April, May.
You guys going to be working in April.
Well, we'll see.
It's been a busy season already.
Knock on wood, maybe we had the worst of it already, right, Ben? Maybe we saw the worst of it already?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Knock on wood, but all I've got in front of me is a glass.
And then as soon as that ends, it's hurricane season June 1st.
Right, yep.
Oh, my goodness.
So
at least that is one thing I do not miss about South Louisiana is hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know they got slammed back in 2020, hurricane after hurricane.
Yeah, it's not very fun. But, gentlemen, we are getting the wrap. We are out of time here. Thanks again.
April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Weekend.
We'll be here. No, we won't.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right, to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m.
All right. Lots going on in April. That is a thing with Louisiana, man.
I never a big fan of April Fool's Day. I mean, I'm not a prankster.
I did years ago, and I did a couple of them that actually were too good, and I ended up pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
People like a prank, but they don't like to be made to feel like a fool, and that's where true. I crossed the line.
That's true.
And I still feel bad about it, and it's been a long, long time ago, because you all know I'm approaching 100 years
age. What were some of the classic ones? Was the BBC came out with what, pizza trees or what
spaghetti trees?
Spaghetti.
That was great. That was a brilliantly planned April Fool's.
We should Google some of the greatest April Fool's Day pranks.
What's even worse is that I saw that spaghetti thing on the Tonight Show.
Right.
And I thought it was true. I could just see my dad didn't say anything, but the look on his face said,
"How did you ever get so stupid?"
When it comes from the BBC,
yeah,
you know,
you're supposed to. It's the BBC. We never lie. All right, we have our first look at the roads coming up, and then the timeline for the final day of March. Not that my news yet, too.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we still have light to moderate traffic flow all over the area. What little bit of congestion we're seeing at the moment is coming in on Highway 331 to East South Boulevard. That traffic usually taking Norman Bridge into downtown. That's one of the arteries in the morning, getting folks into work. I-65 and 85 looking good right now. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Get to new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. New shipments arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhardt Toyota on East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years. And now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. To complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The new CEO of Starbucks will work one shift a month in stores, probably because it's the only way to get the bathroom code. The FDA approved a pill that treats obesity, but keep in mind, it'll ruin the pill's effectiveness if you chase it with syrup. Rock star legend Paul Stanley of Kiss posted a rare makeup-free selfie. Probably the last time he'll do it because everyone commented, "Hey, it's Cher." And today is National She's Funny That Way Day, a day that honors hilarious female comedians everywhere. So as you were, Whoopi and Joy, this is not headline news.
At 6:39, with the timeline for the last day of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
We're getting it set for Montgomery on the 90th day of the year. 275 days left. World Backup Day.
I haven't backed up anything in a long time. I guess that's bad.
Does constipation count?
So if I my main computer on my coffee table goes down, I'm in a whole lot of trouble. It's National Clam on the Half Shell Day. Our family was a big clam day. We used to put on clam bakes, and you would do clams, of course, baked, but also during the day you would do them raw, just like you would an oyster, and you put the cocktail sauce on it. National Clam Day. National Crayon Day. Did you have the Crayola 128 or the 64?
We were poor. We only had the 48.
The 48, okay. So it didn't have the sharpener on the back?
No, that was only in that big box.
The big one, yeah. It's National Prom Day. Do you remember, did you rent, I guess we all did. Did you rent the tux for the prom?
Oh, yeah. Rented the tux for the prom.
You want to see me real quick here?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on.
I think it was like $19 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. So go here. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
You look like the busboy in the Four Seasons Hotel.
That's Connie Hartenfeld. She is now deceased. By the way, it was a date of convenience. She didn't have a date. I didn't have a date, so it was a date of convenience. That kind of thing. National Tater Day. I love me some taters. And Eiffel Tower Day. I could be wrong, but I think my niece, who is flying out today to Europe with 18 students, she's a school teacher, I think they're going to see the Eiffel Tower tomorrow. It was officially dedicated on this date in 1889. 984 feet tall, world's tallest structure at the time, held that title until 1930 when the Chrysler Building went up in New York, and then shortly thereafter, Empire State Building took over.
It's cool to see it in person.
I feel bad because my brother, my late brother, tried to get me to go to France. That was her favorite. Paris was her favorite town. But I never went, and it's on my bucket list now. 1932, Ford unveils the V8 engine. Wow, powerful.
Heavy horsepower.
Yes, sir. 1943, Oklahoma premieres on Broadway. 49, RCA Victor, His Majesty's Voice, introduced the 45 RPM single, which has been in development since 1940. So the 7-inch disc was designed to compete with the long-playing record introduced by Columbia a year earlier. Both formats offered better fidelity and longer playing time than the 78, which was currently in use. Remember the 78, if you dropped it...
They shattered.
They just shattered all over the place.
That was hard plastic.
1958, Chuck Berry released Johnny B. Good. You kids know it from Back to the Future, the song that Marty McFly rocks on to after his parents finally kiss at the school dance. 67, Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire for the first time during a concert in London.
Let me tell you something!
Now our song of the day, it's Felix Cavalera and the Young Rascals. And they had good lovin', How Can I Be Sure? And this one came out in the spring of 68, still on the radio in the summer. It's a beautiful morning. Rascals. Rascals.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yesterday was, it was absolutely perfect. Today we'll have more clouds, but it's still going to be a great day. 1982, Doobie Brothers announced they're breaking up. 84, Kenny Loggins started a 3-week run at number one with Footloose. On this date in 1993, Brandon Lee died on the set of Crow. He was shot in the stomach with a gun that was supposed to be loaded with blanks. What does this sound like?
Huh? Alec Baldwin, was he there that day?
I don't know. He was pretty young back then. Special effects crew was actually rigging real bullets into the blanks instead of blanks, and it misfired. His death was ruled an accident.
A lot of conspiracy theories on that.
95, Selena shot to death in Corpus Christi by the founder of her fan club, no less. Yolanda Salvador was convicted of murder, sentenced to life in prison. Jennifer Lopez would later build her career off that 1997 movie about that incident. 99, The Matrix is released. That's Keanu Reeves, right?
That is, yeah.
Keanu Reeves, man. Yeah. Never saw it.
2014, How I Met Your Mother aired its final episode. The mother's fate was finally revealed, and Ted's kids encouraged him to ask Aunt Robin out. Birthdays. Ewan McGregor is 52. Angus Young, who played was the only original member of AC/DC, is 68. Al Gore, 75 today. Rhea Perlman, who is Carla on Cheers, is 75. Gabe Kaplan, welcome back, Cotter. He's 78. Christopher Walken, you want to take a guess on Christopher?
Oh. God, I don't know, 79?
He's 80. Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family is 89. Dead or alive, Richard Chamberlain.
He is still around, I think.
He is at the age of 89. We're 8 days from a very important canine birthday. Biscuits home opener is on the same day. You hear that, James? Yeah. 43 days till Mother's Day, 59 days till Memorial Day, 237 days till Thanksgiving, and Christmas now 269 days away. That's your time off.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, our forecast for today calls for a good bit of cloudiness. I think sunshine will be limited, but it's going to be the high variety. Occasionally, you'll see some sun breaking through. Warmer today, high 84. We had 77 yesterday on a beautiful Thursday. Today will be breezy. We're dry through the evening hours. The line of showers and storms I've been telling you about will be arriving in the overnight hours, and actually closer to Saturday morning. A few stronger storms possible? Yeah, I mean, we could see a few warnings here, even in central Alabama. Low 68. Risk of showers ending by later on in the morning. Improvement Saturday afternoon, high 84. Nice day Sunday. Good bit of sun, high 74. Risk of more showers and possibly some thunderstorms by Sunday night into Monday. Right now, mostly cloudy and 58 at 647.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your
and the entire cheap and trashy world brought to you in just minutes by me at 647. Cranky on the phone. What's up? We got about a minute.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. You were going back to that time travel there, 1995.
Yeah.
The girl murdered in Texas by her.
Right, Selena.
President of her fan club.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was living in Savannah, Georgia. I mean, that just, I cried. Just bought that CD and just. What a waste. What an absolute waste. Not like, well, you know, that one was a pretty good call. It's not like that. It's just, they're all a waste. But, I mean, that right there.
If you can't trust the president of your fan club.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think, she was just jealous because she was so popular. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Probably some level of mental obsession there. That would be my guess.
Well, it's like you know, the shooting this week, you know, it's like, and authorities are trying to find out why they wanted to do that.
Yeah, like, right,
maybe
exactly.
Maybe they were just crazy as, you know, never mind, I want to be able to call back in the future.
Yeah.
But
listen, I got to run. Yeah. We got the news coming up. Have a good day. Sorry, we got a hard deadline at 6:50, and we got to get a word in about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. Our friend Jacqueline has been doing some business with Donnie Turner. And not only was the outcome beyond her expectations, she just loves him. And this is what it's all about. The business was built on good character because Donnie, in that business as an employee, it didn't work out for him because he would not participate in the shortchanging of a customer so that the body company could put money in their pocket. It was very common years ago. So he said, the only way I'm going to make this work is if I start my own business. And he has. And today it is the gold standard in automotive body repair in their location on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Son Brandon is a chip off the old engine block, and together they team up to make sure that you get absolute bang for your buck at Montgomery Paint and Body. Your insurance company will be thrilled that you chose them. Because, as I said, they are the gold standard. 27 Rec with a W is their number for MPB on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And tell them that everybody at Blue Water sent you, because we've all been there. Here's your SRN News replay and then the Cheap and Trash.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Third world prosecutorial misconduct. That's how Eric Trump describes a New York grand jury's indictment of his father. Former President Trump says the Democrats have done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Two Memphis police officers shot and wounded. This happened last evening. They were investigating a report of a person with a gun. Those officers hospitalized in critical condition. Forecasters urge people to prepare for the possibility of dangerous weather today across parts of the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center warns an outbreak of severe thunderstorms could bring damaging hail along with wind gusts and tornadoes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 71 points, NASDAQ futures 9 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up, from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic continues to build this morning, but we've got an all clear for you right now. We're busiest along East South Boulevard and East Boulevard, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook, with Little Jake, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit Headley. HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the
Welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Thank you, Ethel Merman. And speaking of Ethel Merman, y'all know about the Trump indictment yesterday. That was, again, kind of an ambush because we earlier in yesterday's afternoon show said, well, he's sent the grand jury home for 30 days, so maybe this is their way of weaseling out of it. And then the indictments come out, and boy.
Boy, you should have seen my video wall.
I bet it was nuts. I would not watch The View today unless you are wrapped in plastic, because there will be things flying out of your TV. They'll be so overjoyed, be hard. In the meantime, here's my take. I'm going to borrow a quote from the movie Airplane. After yesterday,
the s*** is going to hit the fan.
I was thinking of Ethel Merman in Airplane, too.
Yeah, she just... I think she's Ethel Merman. And then they cut through. Yeah, that was, even when you knew it was coming, it was funny. All right, and that, of course, is also a story we'll be discussing all day, I'm sure, on News Talk with a wide variety of takes. 53-year-old Julie Bowen wants Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah?
He's 29.
Yeah.
And on the Jennifer Hudson show, do you watch that?
I record it.
She revealed on that show that she's got it bad for him. Even showed a picture of herself at a Harry Styles show wearing a broken, rather heart-shaped sign that said, Harry, I'm old, but I know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure if he likes girls or boys or both.
I don't know. I've never really seen any evidence. Elon Musk, now the most followed person on Twitter. And he is edged out, and I think a lot of his are fake. Mr. Hope and Change.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to you. And I guess I've recommended to listeners that if you're on Twitter, follow Cat Turd. Cat Turd's funny. Very blunt, very funny. Based in Florida.
Cat Turd?
Yeah, and was Elon Musk's biggest fan, and I don't know, they had some kind of a funny.
How do you spell that?
With two T's.
Okay.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow won her skeet.
She did.
Which I think was a bit of a surprise.
And she wanted $1.
Yeah.
And then her court fees paid.
Yeah, I wonder, as she said to her, the man who sued her, the optometrist, I wish you well. As she was exiting the courtroom. I think we have that moment here.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yeah. Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. Did Terry Sanderson's fault cause Gwyneth Paltrow's harm? Yes. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%. Damages. What amount fairly compensates Gwyneth Paltrow for economic damages? $1.
Wow.
Interesting. Did you hear, though, the places he went after the accident? He was all over several continents.
So he wasn't really in that bad a condition.
Didn't probably sound like he was really bad.
Here's an easy mark. I don't know what her legal fees are going to be, but I have a feeling he's going to be needing some money. Ace Frehley says he'll destroy Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons unless he gets an apology. Stanley took a shot at his former KISS bandmates. Ace Frehley and Peter Criss is asked why they didn't play with the band for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Paul said that if they did, it would have sounded more like Piss than KISS. Ace isn't having that. He's giving Paul 1 week to issue a public apology. If he doesn't, he is going to ruin both Paul and Gene Simmons. He He says he has 120 pages worth of dirt on them. These guys have been together 50 plus years.
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing in their old age?
Well, God. It reminds me of Journey. Journey's is a lot like that, too, right now.
Yeah. I don't understand why they have the time and energy to invest. Dungeons & Dragons comes out this weekend. Chase said that's going to be pretty big. Not my thing, but it's out. Malum, I don't even know what this is. It's a rookie police officer who takes the last shift at a decommissioned police.